Stop Stalling and Start Succeeding. The Procrastinator's Guide to Productivity by Nargis. Are you tired of endless to-do lists, missed deadlines, and the overwhelming guilt that comes with procrastination? Well, it is time to shatter the chains of delay and step into the realm of unstoppable productivity. Welcome to a world where success is no longer a distant dream, but a tangible reality waiting for you to claim it. In this electrifying guide, we will unravel the secrets of conquering procrastination, igniting your motivation, and unleashing your true potential. Brace yourself for a thrilling journey filled with proven strategies, mind-blowing tips, and eye-opening insights that will transform you from a master of delay to a force of unyielding accomplishment. Get ready to break free from the clutches of procrastination and embark on a path where success eagerly awaits your arrival. The time for stalling is over. It is time to seize the day, embrace your power, and become the productive achiever you were born to be. Are you ready? Let's dive in and make your dreams a reality. Understanding procrastination. Procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing a task, often to the point of missing a deadline. While it may seem like a simple act of laziness, there are several underlying reasons why we procrastinate. These reasons include but are not limited to fear of failure. Sometimes we put off tasks because we are afraid of not doing them well or failing. Lack of motivation. If a task does not align with our values or goals, we may find it hard to get motivated to do it. Perfectionism. We may put off tasks because we want to do them perfectly, and we wait for the right time to do it perfectly, which can be paralyzing. Overwhelmed. When we have too much on our plate, it is easy to feel overwhelmed and put off tasks. The outcomes of procrastination. Procrastination can have serious consequences on our productivity, performance, and well-being. Some of these include poor performance. When we procrastinate, we often rush to complete tasks at the last minute, which can lead to poor performance because we are not able to put in our 100% effort into it. Stress and anxiety. Procrastination can lead to stress and anxiety as we worry about missed deadlines and incomplete tasks. Missed opportunities. Procrastination can cause us to miss out on opportunities, such as promotions or new projects. Poor health. Chronic procrastination can lead to poor health, such as sleep deprivation and neglecting self-care habits. Overcoming procrastination. Now that we understand the reasons behind procrastination and its consequences, let us explore some practical tips and strategies to overcome it. 1. Develop a routine. One effective way to combat procrastination is to establish a routine that you can follow consistently. This could mean waking up at the same time each day, scheduling specific times for work and leisure, and breaking larger tasks into smaller, more manageable pieces. For example, if you are a student with an assignment to complete, you can set aside an hour each day to work on it, breaking it down into sections like research, outline, and draft. When you establish a routine, you will see continuous progress every day, which will motivate you to continue achieving your goals. 2. Identify your triggers. Another useful strategy for overcoming procrastination is to identify the situations or habits that tend to trigger your procrastination. Common triggers might include social media, perfectionism, fear of failure, or simply feeling overwhelmed. Once you know what tends to hold you back, you can take steps to avoid or manage these triggers. For instance, if you know that checking your phone distracts you from your work, you can turn off notifications or put your phone in another room while you work. 3. Use positive self-talk. Procrastination often stems from negative self-talk or limiting beliefs, such as, I am not good enough, or, I will never finish this on time. To overcome these thoughts, try replacing them with positive affirmations or more realistic statements. For example, instead of thinking, I will never be able to finish this project, try saying, I can do this, and I will feel great once it is done. You can read Positive Affirmations, a simple tool to boost your self-confidence on our website. 4. Hold yourself accountable. Sometimes, The best way to beat procrastination is to hold yourself accountable for your progress. This might mean setting deadlines, telling others about your goals, or even joining a group or program that provides support and accountability. For example, if you are trying to exercise more regularly, you can join a fitness class or find a workout buddy to help keep you on track. 5. Celebrate your progress. Finally, it is important to celebrate your progress and accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Procrastination can make it easy to focus on what you have not done yet, but taking time to acknowledge what you have done can help you stay motivated and confident. This might mean treating yourself to a small reward after completing a task or simply taking a few moments to reflect on your progress at the end of each day. Conclusion: true success comes from confronting tasks with unwavering determination and focused effort. Nargis: in conclusion, procrastination is a habit that can hold us back from achieving our goals and living up to our full potential. By understanding the reasons behind our procrastination and implementing practical strategies to overcome it, we can break free from this cycle and start succeeding. Developing a routine, identifying triggers, using positive self-talk, holding yourself accountable, and celebrating your progress are all effective ways to combat procrastination and increase productivity. Remember, success is not found in avoiding tasks, but in facing them head-on with determination and focus. With this mindset and the tools provided in this article, you can stop stalling and start succeeding in all areas of your life. Do you procrastinate? How do you overcome procrastination? Share your experience in the comments below.